Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, today is April the 22nd, and we are very, very excited that you could be on the air with us today, that you could tune in to this awesome show. Well, we are thankful and we are grateful and absolutely delightful that you are here. We're delightful to be here as well. Well, I tell you, we have an exciting show lined up for you. And there are so many wonderful and exciting things that are happening that we just couldn't wait to get here, not only today, but each and every day. So we hope that you are having an absolute great time. I hope that you can hear loud and clear. We were having a little bit of technical difficulties, but I believe we got that squared away. So we are excited. Now we're waiting for our guest to call in today. Bishop Larry J. Baylor is our special guest on today. So if Bishop, you are on the phone, please just hit your number one key so I can recognize you. Thank you very much. And for those of you, if this is your very first time tuning in to All About Entrepreneurs, let me be the first to welcome you. And Coach Cassandra also welcomes you. She is my awesome, wonderful, fabulous co-host to this show. Now, you can always listen to the show live every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you have two ways to listen to the show. One, you can dial in 347-945-7991, and that will put you in the on air with us. You can listen live. If you would like to speak to the host, you would just hit your number one key. Also, if you would like to, sometimes people like to listen to the show by actually going to the website. Now, if you want to listen to the show going to the website, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/AAE show, and that'll put you there. But we are seem to be having some challenges with the phone today, with the internet. Okay, there we go. All right, we're rocking and rolling. So hopefully you can hear loud and clear. I don't know what happened. I had to call in twice and sign in twice. Uh-oh, I think that means I think somebody's about to get a double blessing here. You know, we've got to do everything twice. But yes, yeah, so we are very, very excited about the show today. So, yes, and that's how it works on Blog Talk. So if it's your first time tuning in, welcome. And we are very interested in hearing from you, so we do like to take calls during the show. Toward the end of the show, we usually open up the phone lines. However, that's not how we absolutely have to do it. Anytime throughout the show, if you have a comment or a question, you can just hit your number one key, and that will put you in the host queue, and therefore we can take your questions. But let me tell you for a minute, just talk a little bit about some wonderful things that are coming up. And if you're interested in knowing more about what's happening, you can contact myself or Coach Cassandra through Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. You can contact us. We have several sites on Facebook. We have an All About Entrepreneurs group page where you can post your comments or questions. But I'm telling you, we have some awesome things coming up. Number one, we have the webinar. We are pushing the date back for the webinar. So I know some of you, this is a huge disappointment. You were so looking forward to that powerful teaching that we're doing about the wealth system, but you have to wait a little bit longer, not much longer though, but we needed just a little bit more time to kind of get that promoted so we can get maximum participation. The second thing that's happening is there is the teleshow. That's happening next Tuesday. Well, this Tuesday coming now that this is Tuesday. So Tuesday coming, and we have a whole slew of people lined up ready to go. Four dynamic speakers. Also, that happens on Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, don't forget, you need to get prepared now for the August conference. That's right. Even if you wanted to pay a dollar every 2 weeks, you have enough. Just $1 every 2 weeks will pay for your ticket. That's right, because the event is not until August the 16th. So you see, you can just pay a dollar every 2 weeks or so, and you'll have your ticket paid, $30 to attend that event. But now, that's if you pay now before June. If you pay by June 1st, after June 1st, that ticket price does go up to $45. So you don't want to wait. You want to secure that ticket price now. And the event is August the 16th. The event is the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, happening downtown Newark, New Jersey, at the brand new Marriott Hotel. They're about a year and a half old now, but it's still brand new to me, and it's beautiful. They have Joe's Craft Shack right downstairs. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I tell you, I am so, so, so excited. You know, when you're in your purpose and you're walking in your purpose, everything just seems to fall into place. Everything, and I mean everything, all the good things, everything that you've ever wanted just kind of falls into place when you are walking in your purpose. And that is one of the reasons that I will forever encourage people to find your purpose and walk in your purpose. And if you haven't found your purpose yet, then your purpose becomes to seek your purpose. Okay, so if you don't know what your purpose is, if you haven't yet tapped into it yet, then your purpose becomes seeking your purpose. And then those are some of the things that we teach throughout the webinars and what have you, is how to find your purpose, how to really tap into your purpose, your ultimate reason and mission for being here on this earth. What is it exactly that you're here to do? What are you supposed to be figuring out, putting together? What problem are you here to solve? You know, before I found out what problem I was to solve, it took me really looking at what thing, what issue, what condition, what circumstance, what problem in the earth realm bothers me. What thing bothers me? You know, that's how I, you know, basically found my purpose, was to really look at what is really bothering me about our society, or about the earth, or about any other part of your surroundings. When you want to find out what your real purpose, what bothers you, and then just, you know, you may make a list. You may have 10 things. I mean, let's face it, there could be a lot of things in life that bother you or get under your skin or gets on your nerves. Okay, so you make that list, right? So you're probably asking yourself right now, okay, I got a list of 10 things. What do I do? Or it could be 15 things, or it could be one thing. I don't know. But once you do that, here's what I do next is that, all right, you narrow it down like you do any list. Okay, let's say you want to start cleaning your house. You know, you got to say, where are you going to start first, right? You can't clean all your rooms at one time. So you make a list, and then you prioritize, and you get started. Well, much the same way. You look at all the different things that bothers you, and then you sort of, or you could rank them. Now, what bothers me the most? Or you could say, well, what's the most pressing issue? There could be several things that's bothering you, but what's the most pressing issue? Or out of all these things that I've listed, which one has my most interest, or which one am I interested in more than any other? So, again, you can rank them. Once you rank them, then you start with the top, your top-ranked issue. And once you do that, if you get bored, you can roll down to the next one and so on and so forth. But more than likely, the problem that needs to be solved is a lifetime issue. It's not a problem that you're going to solve overnight. So more than likely, it will take you the rest of your life to work on it, which will keep you fulfilled, keep you happy and satisfied that you're absolutely doing, and that's when you know you're, bam, you're right there in your purpose. And so again, we have systems to show you exactly how to do that, how to really find that purpose, and how to put the steps into place to bring about pure satisfaction and total commitment and joy once you find that purpose, and even how to make money at the same time. Because some people think, well, if I find my purpose, then I have to be poor, you know, and broke. And no, you don't. You still have to pay your rent or your mortgage. You still need to eat, buy clothes, do other things, take care of yourself first and foremost. And then you have other, and a lot of times your purpose needs funding of some sort. More than likely, I can almost guarantee the thing that you want to do is going to cost something. It's going to take some funding, some money. Now, you can absolutely use other people's money. That is correct. But even to reach those people, you need money. So, for instance, if you needed to call someone to ask for funding, well, you need phone service. Phone service in the United States is not yet free. And you might, or whatever country you're in, it doesn't matter, United States, anywhere else in the world. And if you go talk to the patient person face-to-face, well, you need transportation of some sort, and you need clothing. You can't go in the nude. I would not advise it. No, don't do that. So it works out. It works out pretty well that you would need funding. So we're just, you know, here today. We are still waiting and looking for our guest. If you've seen Bishop Larry J. Baylor, please tell him to get on the line right away. He can dial. I can't wait to talk to the man. So if you are Bishop Larry and you're on the line, just hit your number one key, and I will know you're here and ready to talk to us. It's just about a quarter past the hour, and so we still have time to hear from Bishop. If you are my fabulous, awesome co-host, Cassandra McKissack, hiding out with a number that I don't recognize, please hit your number one key. Okay. All right. Well, yes. So it is very, very amazing what's going on right now. There's a lot of things happening for entrepreneurs. Yesterday, our guest was phenomenal, Alicia, Dr. Alicia Broughton, and she gave some great advice about the SBA, right, the Small Business Administration. She said you can go to their website. There's a series of classes you can take that will teach you about how to start businesses, how to get government contracting, and you can fill out these things. You can complete these trainings and get a certificate at the end. So you definitely want to do that. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask Coach Cassandra or myself, again, just hit your number one key. If you just tuned in to the broadcast you're listening to right now, well, I'm Coach LaLisa, and I'm excited to be here today. There are some great things happening. So great, I can't tell you about them right now, but I will be making a humongous. When I say humongous, think of like really, really, really big. I'm going to be making a humongous announcement on May 5th. You got that? 5-5. Now remember, 5 is God's number for grace, okay? So imagine if you have 5-5 together, so you have double grace. So in other words, it's like God is giving a double portion of his goodness. Because, you know, God's grace is about his power, it's about his goodness and his mercy. So on May 5th, which happens to be a Monday, I will be making a very, very, very big, humongous announcement. Yeah, humongous, okay? It's really, really, really big. So make sure you tuned in on that day for Coach Lalisa's humongous announcement. Also, for those of you who know anything about coaching, the coaching industry, the coaching business, it is one of the fastest growing businesses in the country and around the world. One of the fastest growing businesses. And it's a wonderful, wonderful way to start a business. A very, very, very low investment. You know, most businesses, if you were to go and start a restaurant or some type of manufacturing plant or maybe a transportation company, you're going to spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 to get started. If you wanted to start a McDonald's franchise or some other franchise like a McDonald's, Burger King, now you're talking $1 million or so. McDonald's probably a couple million dollars. However, there are other businesses that you can start with much less. Of course, all your network marketing companies can typically be started with less than $1,000. Well, coaching, you can start a nice coaching practice with just a couple thousand dollars. That means that you can save your earnings from your other sources of income and in just a short time be able to start your own coaching business. And or you could take your income tax money and other sources of income that you may have, other investments that you may have, and you can definitely start a nice coaching practice. And we'll teach you how to get clients, how to set your practice up. So we definitely want to help you. get that started. So if you know of anyone that's interested in becoming a coach, we'll teach them everything they need to know through our coach training program, where you can actually become a certified coach through our program. So if you're interested in that, simply go to www.coachlalisa.com. Go there and find, and there's information there about how to get coaching, how to become a coach if you would like to know more about that, if you would just like an informational session just to learn more about how to become a coach. You can go there, and I'll give you the information for that. Or you can just contact me on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook and inbox me. I'll be glad to share that with you. I've been doing coaching now for about... Okay. Great. That was interesting. Did you all hear that? The startup song played. Okay. It looks like. That's wonderful. All right. That's never happened before. Okay. So now, I don't see our guest just yet. I'm not sure if he's on the line. Bishop Larry J. Baylor, if you are on the line, just hit your number one key, and I will open up your mic. Let's see. That was cute. All of a sudden, I heard this song, the intro song, playing. But, okay, so, yes, this is going to be a fabulous, amazing year. This is 2014. We're still in 2014. Have not left April yet. Just one quarter of the year gone. You still have time to manifest a lot of your goals and your dreams for this year, the things that you said you would do in the beginning of the year. And so you still have time for that, but you may need help. There's still time to take action. You still have time to set some goals, even if you haven't set any goals yet. You still have time to set some goals. You still have time to learn more about who you are and what you want. Because here's the thing. If you're in 2014 and you really are not tapping into what you really want, not just doing things for the sake of doing them to please other people, but we're talking about doing what you really want to do, if that is not happening yet for you, you certainly don't want to go into 2015. In that same mold. So if you haven't discovered who you are, there's more about you that you need to learn, you might want to take some time this year to go through a coaching program and where we teach you how to discover more about yourself. Okay? For a lot of people, that's their main problem, is that they're not sure all of the pieces. You know, it's hard to put a puzzle together if you don't have all the pieces, right? Remember when you were kids and you played with a puzzle? The worst thing in the world was to have a piece missing, because then you never get the puzzle totally together. And so your life is like a puzzle, but you need all the pieces. You want to make sure you have all the pieces. So you have to do some self-discovery. That could be the issue. Or you could be a person who you already know what you want. You know exactly what you want, but you don't know how to take action on what you want. Don't know where to start first. And that's another good reason to work with a coach, because instead of taking years and years and years to figure it out, we can help you jump start that. We can help you launch, you know, like 5 light years ahead of what you would take to do on your own. So there are many reasons like that to work with a coach, right? A coach is going to help you really discover some great things about yourself. Where coaches were good with brainstorming, planning, goal setting. You know, that's what I do as a coach. I love helping clients discover who they really are, love helping them take action on what they want to be. And, you know, let's face it, if you're that type of person that you want change in your life, you want some results, and maybe you want to move forward, maybe you're tired of being where you are, and you're ready to move forward, and you can't seem to get there, it's probably time you contact a coach. Maybe you're ready to look for something different. You want to take action, you know. You want to achieve your goals. You want to, maybe you just want to integrate some new practices or establish, maybe you just want to establish some new habits. You know, Stephen Covey, he wrote a very successful book entitled 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So maybe you want some new habits. Working with a coach can help you find those new habits and then set them in stone. But I'm excited. I hope you're excited. So I don't see our guest yet, and that's okay. He will call in when he's ready. This happens, okay? First of all, it's radio. It's live. We're on at 7 a.m. Most people in the country could be on it. East could be on the West Coast, which would be 4 a.m. Central Standard Time, which would be 6 a.m. or Mountain Standard Time, which would be, I believe, 5 a.m. So just imagine if a person's in another country and it's all kinds of times floating around, right? And so sometimes people, we get our wires or our days a little mixed up when we're supposed to come on. But it's all good because guess what? You're up anyway. You had to get up anyway. And so, hello, it's another day. You're either on your way to work, you're on your way to school, you're on your way to drop the children off, or you're just up chilling before you start your day. Maybe you work at home. As a matter of fact, if you haven't yet spoken to us, please call and tell us. And don't forget, Facebook is a great way to connect with us. But yeah, but back to my coaching business scenario. So if you wanted to start a business coaching people, it's a wonderful business. I love it. I do. I absolutely love coaching because you can find clients anywhere and everywhere. I mean, who doesn't want to take action on their life? And so many people, they want to learn more about themselves and the world around them. And they want to do something. They want to set a goal. Everybody wants to set a goal, achieve. So basically, I mean, I hate to say this, but everybody is our client because everybody wants to do these things. Now, here's the thing. Some people can do it without a coach. But I have a coach. Even coaches have coaches. You know, Coach Cassandra has a coach, yet she is a coach. So even coaches, we have coaches because we want more success, okay? We want more things. We have more things to achieve. And also the coach, you know, comes alongside and kind of helps us stay accountable, kind of helps us as we're moving forward, you know, and if we get a little stuck. I mean, we all get stuck from time to time, let's face it. And here's the good thing about coaching. The amount that the associated fees with coaching are much lower than what they initially were 10 years ago. 10 years ago or 15 years ago when coaching first really got started in this way, it was very costly, very expensive to hire a coach. You were looking at somewhere around $300-$500 an hour to work with a coach. So really, in those days, only the top executives could really afford it. You know, top political people and people in entertainment, people in the sports industry could really afford a coach. But now they have really, because of technology and all the fancy tools we have, we're able to bring down the fees. So it's become more affordable, and we have new ways of coaching that has allowed us. Innovation really is what has helped bring down the fees, and that's how it is with innovation. You know, there's innovation and then there's technology, all right? So those two are slightly different because you can innovate and not necessarily have some new technological advancement. But I think our guest may be on the line, but no, I'm not sure. I do see a 314 area code, but I don't think that is our guest because I think I recognize that number. But yeah, coaching business is phenomenal. And I'm telling you, and the beautiful thing about coaching is that almost anyone can do it, because coaching can be designed to fit the coach. So you're, in other words, you can be your own, you can still have your own style and still coach. You don't have to be a cookie cutter. And what makes you unique as a person, you can also bring that same uniqueness to your coaching, and therefore you will attract those clients who are looking for your unique qualities. Also, coaching can be done across an array of disciplines. You can coach in the schoolhouse, you can coach in the youth programs, you can coach people who are destitute, you can coach in the courthouse, you can coach in any organizations, you can do the personal coaching, individuals that you meet on the internet. School systems have coaches. Every industry has a coach. And what I'm saying to all of my people on here, okay, listen up. Listen good and listen up. As my old Spanish professor would say, escucha, escucha, listen. You need to know that if you're in a company, I don't care what kind of company, I don't care if it's a hospital, I don't care if it's a, you know, the legal industry, I don't care if it's a school system, wherever, somebody is going to become known for coaching in that organization. And I'm saying, why not let it be you? Now, you don't have to, you may not want to, but think about it, because you could carve yourself out a nice little job in your organization as the coach, because it's a new, it's, the field is still new enough that not everybody knows how to do it. And there are a lot of people doing it, but they're not trained, so they're not going to probably be as effective as they could be, as they would be if they were a trained, certified coach, if they got the training on the skills, because there are certain skills that you have to have in order to be an effective, good coach. So if you don't get the skills, well, you can get them on your own. But you know how it is. So when you're taught, it's always better, because you get the flavor of the instructor who has other experiences. Okay? So we have a nice, inexpensive way to offer you this training. You can contact me on that, or go to CoachLalisa.com and sign up for the training program. Right now I have about 3 or 4 students in the program. And it's going great. It's going well. It's going well. One of them, she often comes on the show. Miss Serena Washington is one of my coaching students. She's going through the program now. She's an awesome, fabulous student. She's the one I play sometimes her, I play her commercial. I met her on Facebook. She saw my flyer for coach certificate training. She signed up. And she was the actual, she was the first person to enroll in that program. So she's been in the program now about a month. Yeah, about a month and a half she's been in the program. She's doing nicely. She's learning a lot. And we have a great time in our sessions. And the other lady that's going through the program, Olivia, she's in Atlanta. Serena is in Louisiana. So you see, you can coach people anywhere in the world. They do not have to live in your neighborhood. And both of these ladies that are in the program, I met them on Facebook. Before Facebook, I didn't know them, had never heard of them. I didn't go to school with them. I didn't grow up with them. I met them through Facebook, through an advertisement that didn't cost me anything. I did the flyer. I put it on Facebook. So when people tell you that Facebook is a fraud and that you can't, you know, meet clients or you can't make money, then don't believe them. Believe Coach Lalisa, because I'm telling you, I have proof that people are right here, and you can meet them on Facebook just like I did. and they can absolutely become your new client. And so that's how it goes. The other lady that's just now signing up for the program, I met her in Newark at the college. So she just signed up. She wants to coach training, but I didn't know her. I met her. I talked to her about coaching. She said she was interested. I told her about the program, and she said she's going to sign up. So you see, coaching, now, these are people who are learning how to become a coach so that they can have clients that they're coaching. What I do is I do both. I have clients who want to be coached, but I also have a school where I train people and get them certified to be a coach. Anyway, so enough about that. But if you're interested, I'm telling you, it's wonderful. It's great. And again, you may not want to start your own practice. However, aha, here's your aha moment. On your job, you may want to approach upper-level management and let them know, you know, hey, like say if you were to go through my training, you'd say, hey, I'm a certified coach through Performance Strategies Unlimited, and I believe that this will be a benefit here to the organization, for the employees, something that we can offer. You know, these are the kind of things I teach you what to say in the training program to get your company to say, yes, I have the magic words that will get your company to say yes if you say that. Now, you can negotiate a more of a salary for you, okay? Or you can do it at your current salary and just, you know, maybe get a bigger office or a new title that you may want, all right? Coaching, whatever, whatever. So anyway, I'm just having a great time, and I hope you are too. Now, I want to open up the phone lines and take your call. I know you have some questions about coaching or maybe the business that you're in. Maybe you have questions about your business. Maybe you have a question about marketing, how to market your business. Maybe you have a question about sales. Maybe you have a tax question about taxes for your business. Maybe you have a question about business structure. Maybe you have a question about multiple streams of income, how to create that for your business. Maybe you have a question about some other question. Please, this is your time to ask that question, and I will get right on it. If I can't answer it right now, I will absolutely look it up for you. Okay, well, if there is no, there are some great things that are happening. There are awesome, awesome, wonderful, wonderful things happening everywhere, every day, all the time. And so you just got to be ready, you see. If you're not ready for these wonderful things to happen, I mean, hello, when will you get ready? So you want to be ready right now. Now is the time to get ready, okay? Now is the time. Don't wait another second. Don't wait another minute. Do it and do it now. Do it now. I hope that everyone can definitely hear, because I know there are some difficulties that we're having right now with our system. But our special guest, Bishop Larry J. Baylor, I don't know if he's on the line, but if you are on the line, just hit your number one key. We still have a good 20 minutes left to the show where we could talk to you and find out, because I heard that he's an expert in entrepreneurship. But we want to definitely just take a moment to wish happy birthday to all of our Facebook friends and all of our AAE show listeners. If you are a listener to the AAE show and you can hear this, go to Facebook and hashtag, I'm listening to the AAE show, and then hashtag AAE show. And what that does is it helps other people to find us, because some people, they don't know about, not everybody knows about the AAE show. I know it seems like everybody knows about this show, but everybody doesn't know. But a lot more people are going to find out about the show when you post that. So you just need to go to Facebook and type in, I'm listening. Or you could just say, I'm listening, hashtag AAE show. Or you could type, good morning, Coach Cassandra. Good morning, hashtag AAE show. Or good morning, everyone on the AAE show. The AAE show where we get empowered and motivated and encouraged to be the best that we can be. Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're an employee waiting to become an entrepreneur, whether you are a dual person, meaning you have both. You have your full-time job, and where you're an employee somewhere, you work for an entrepreneur, and where you're an entrepreneur and you have people working for you. So there's, you could be a dual person where you have both, which is great and wonderful. That's awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. If your schedule can allow it, you can handle it, that's absolutely a great way to go. Many Americans are doing it. I don't know the statistics on it, but many, many, many people are absolutely holding down that dual situation where they're both employee and entrepreneur. And it's, that's beautiful. As a matter of fact, I suggest it because a lot of times when you're just starting out in business, the revenue comes in very slowly. And a lot of times it's not enough to sustain your standard of living, your mortgage, your car note, your other things that you do. And so you have already built a standard of living based on your job situation. And if you were to up and just leave that to go into business, you probably will find that you will have to either be very comfortable and okay with a much lower standard of living. But if you want to keep the same standard of living, you might have to try to find a way to do both. And that's another thing that a coach can help you with, kind of figure it out, kind of learn what do you need to do to make that happen. So those of us, we've done that. Another thing to do is, again, you have to, you know, there's ways to do it. You just have to know how to do it. There's absolutely ways to be very effective at both. Be fully working somewhere else, making sure your standard of living is where you want it, not based on what somebody else wants. If you want to sleep in your car to fund your dream so that you can pour 100% of your effort in your dream, fine. But there's nothing written anywhere that says you cannot be 100% employed somewhere and 100% self-employed. There's nothing that goes against that. In the scriptures, some were given 2 talents, 5 talents, and each of those that were given those talents, they doubled what they had. So there's nothing to say you cannot work at 100% doing both things. You just have to have a plan, a system for how you're going to do it. And you may need to, again, work with someone that is doing it, that has done it, that can show you how to do it. All right? And kudos to the people who can absolutely drop everything and just go off and do their entrepreneurship. Kudos to that person. That's great. That's wonderful. But that's, everyone can't do that. And not everyone should do it at a particular time. Because, again, the one thing that people don't often talk about when they tell people to go start businesses, they forget or they don't know to talk about that standard of living that will change drastically if you, you know, leave your job, if that's what you had, and you leave that source of revenue and income to go out on your own. When you have to, when you first get started in business, the revenue isn't coming in so much at first because you're spending so much time and effort and funding on getting yourself out there to the customer. So even the little bit of revenue that you have coming in is immediately sucked into the promoting and the product development and the advertising and the marketing to go get new customers, you see. So you have to have a way. And none of that, none of those funds that you get in your own business for the first 7 years, hear me good, at least seven, maybe longer, maybe less, but not a lot less. The first few years, unless you're doing something like a network marketing where you're making money off of bringing in new people. That's a little bit different. Stakes are a little different with that one. So, but a traditional business, you're drumming up your customers and your profit is going back into that business. It is not paying your bills at home. It's not taking your kids to get their hair cut. No, no, no. That's not where that funds are going. If you are, in a, like say you have a transportation company or manufacturing plant, a restaurant, a retail store, because now you got to pay rent on that building, okay, and any funds you have coming in. So I do see we have a caller, so I'm going to open their phone line. Area code 412, good morning. You're on the air with Coach Louisa and Coach Cassandra. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, I had to make sure it was me that was on. This is Coach Frederick.
Hey, Coach, awesome. Take it away.
Yeah. Huh?
I said, take
I'm
it
here
away.
All the time. I'm here every day.
Get out. You are kidding.
Yeah. No, I'm here every day. I can't always get in, but I'm here every day, every morning.
Really?
But I want to talk a little bit about coaching. Are you, a comment.
Please. Comment.
Because
question.
I when I'm coaching people, I hear people say, oh, I'd like to do that. How do I get to do that? And as when I'm coaching my clients, I like to coach my clients on finding their purpose, which you talked about earlier. And in finding their purpose, knowing that value will come if you find your purpose. And value will bring money. I teach my clients not to look for money, not to search out money. Even my clients that don't want to be coaches, that want to do something else, don't search out money. Search out purpose, because then you'll be doing something that you know your purpose to do, and it's like a magnet. It will draw everything to you. All the resources that's already there for you will be drawn to you, and you'll bring value to it. And in the U.S., we already know that anything that has value, we pay money for. Good pair of shoes, Mercedes-Benz, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So likewise, in your coaching practice, if you bring value, it'll bring money. Now, a lot of people want to look at coaches and look at the glamour. You know, they look at the outside of it. But there's a lot of internal stuff. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of reading. There's developing communication skills. There's building rapport with people. There's being yourself. There's coaching yourself, you know, a lot of the technical, a lot of things that go into it. It's not just talking to people and being able to solve their problem. So I know that to be a coach, you have to be purpose for that. You can't just, if you want to be very successful and succeed in it, you can do it just like anything else because it looks like the glamour thing to do, but you're dealing with people's lives, and it takes a special person, I believe, to do that. So that's the only comment I have.
Absolutely. That is so true. I totally believe that. You do, like you said, like with almost anything, but like with other professions, like teacher, doctor, preacher, sales, customer service, those are all those types of fields where you definitely have to have a calling on your life for that. You have to be purpose because, to be a counselor, things of that nature, because you're dealing with people and you're not just pushing papers. you're dealing with people's lives, like you said, and absolutely.
I totally agree
with
you. I'm sorry. And you may starve a couple of years, but in that starving, there's a purpose for that. You'd rather have purposeful starving than non-purposeful starving.
That's right. You know, and sure, yeah, you definitely have to, you know, that's the whole concept. You have to count up the cost. You know, you cannot go into any, I wouldn't advise anybody to go into any business with these rose-colored glasses thinking that, you know, I can, because, yes, you will learn from the heartache, but it could have been avoided. And, you know, the setbacks could have been avoided. And there's no, it's one thing when you have no one to show you the way. So you can go out there on your own and learn all the things that can make you a mistake. But why not listen and learn from someone who can kind of help you? I mean, I thought that was the whole purpose of having mentors and having people show you. That's the whole reason people write their biographies. So you can read about it and, you know, kind of learn, oh, okay, I don't want to go down that road, you know, right? Kind of taking that concept. A smart person learns from their own mistakes, but a wise person can learn from the mistakes of others. And so, yeah, absolutely, you want to go into business for yourself? Great. But make sure you, and especially for people with families, it's one thing if it's just you by yourself and you want to live in a car, go for it. I mean, do you want to subject your children to that? Hey, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. But you didn't have to when you could have kept working and do your business, because a lot of people don't know how to do that, Coach Frederick. A lot of people don't. They don't know how to keep their job and fund their and do their purpose at the same time.
Yeah, and another thing about that, I hear you're a great teacher and mentor, you know, so I applaud you for that. I've heard a lot of people talk about your name, so as far as learning coaching, you'd be a great mentor and a great person to study with, but also people need to understand that in order to be a coach, you have to be selfless, because this is not about you. It's about your client. And people come in thinking, I have the answer, I have the solution for someone. And it's not about you. It's not even about your agenda. It's about your client's agenda. So people have to understand that although they think they have the answer, it's not about them. It's about unlocking the realistic possibilities of the person that they're coaching so that person can move forward into those possibilities, you know, taking them from where they are to where they can be. Or should be.
And you know what? That is so good. So it sounds like you probably, I don't know, you sound like you might want to talk to me later about being one of the trainers in my coaching school, because that's exactly what we teach people how to be. So, yes, in our school, we don't just teach you the skills, we teach you how to be a coach. Just like a doctor can know math and science and want to be a doctor, then they go to medical school to learn how to be a doctor. Lawyers, they know they like English, they know history. They go to law school to learn how to be a lawyer. Preachers who want to preach, whatever, they go to seminary to learn how to become. And so that's exactly what we do, Coach.
Excellent. I will talk to you about that.
Absolutely. Please do. That's exactly what we do. So I spend hours and weeks training and teaching people how to become a coach. So, but again, like you said, it first starts with you having that passion, that desire to do it. After that, basically, we do the rest. Pretty much. We do the rest. You do the work, but we do the rest. And that's one thing that I value, the training that I do in my coaching school, is that I make sure that you get everything you need. Because I know when I went through the program, I got everything I needed. So I make sure I give that back. I don't just, you know, teach you, okay, here, see you later. So definitely that would be awesome. I'm so excited. We got to get together. Coach Frederick and myself, we got to get together because the school is ready for expansion, and that's the secret for expansion. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs don't know that, but the secret to expansion is to work with someone else. Well, network marketing, they have the recipe on it. That's why they make you go and sign up other people. They have the absolute recipe for expansion. And so all you, if you want to get the recipe, just watch any network market. I don't care if it's herbal gold herbal, gold magic, whatever it is. You watch them, and you will have the, any corporation. Watch any corporation. Go ahead, Coach Frederick.
Oh, I didn't know you were waiting for me. How did you know I wanted to say something? That's another thing in coaching. Instinct is very important. You have,
yes.
And you have to follow your instincts. I say the Holy Spirit, but in coaching circles, they'll say instinct. Something told me yesterday, I was sitting yesterday, I was driving in a car, and something said to me that I'm supposed to be networking with Coach Lalitha. And that you would say that is very, I want to say it's very interesting, but I know it to be more than interesting. But I just couldn't hold that back. I could have said that to you privately, but that came to me yesterday, that we were supposed to be networking. But anyway, as far as coaching, wow. I'm just in a wild state right now. Whenever I get excited about coaching, and when I hear people, you know, wanting to be coached, and hearing that you have someone that's being trained from another part of the country, you know, people ask me, they say, well, where's your office? And I said, most of my coaching, 90% is done on the telephone. And they say, how do you do that? You know, how do you know what people are talking about? How can you get it from over the phone? You want to talk about that a little? I don't know what kind of time we have, but.
Sure, go right ahead.
Oh, I wanted you to talk about it.
Oh, how do they get it?
The phone? Yeah. Do I have to have an office? Do I have to have an office to be a coach?
Sure.
Or that's a question I'm giving you. Do I have
absolutely.
To have an office?
No, absolutely, because like I said, three of the students are in other parts of the country. We got one in Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, and St. Louis. Now, these are individuals who are, well, two. The one in Atlanta already went through my coaching program. She was doing some other type of coaching, and she wanted to go through the coaching that I was doing. And then when she saw that I had the coaching school, she says, oh, I want to do it. And so she brought herself and another lady along. Now, interesting enough, the woman in Atlanta, she is also friends and partner with a coach who works for Eyala Van Zandt at her coaching school in Maryland. So these are, and I met the, I met her on Facebook. I met this lady on Facebook. I didn't know her from a hill of beans.
Wow.
Okay,
Make a note that we talk about that.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask one more question. Is it important, why is it important to have a niche?
Oh, yeah, it's critical.
Is it?
It is. It is, absolutely. And these are all the things, and we teach in the training school. We teach them all about niching. We teach them all the different types of coaching and how to coach. It's important to have a niche. And that's even almost in any business. We can teach about niching because sometimes if you try to be all over the place, it's hard to kind of narrow down and focus on who your client is. Whereas if you, and that's in my opinion, but if you niche, say for instance, if you niche in the health industry, or wellness. Now it's easy to go and target the wellness marketplace. And you already know what your focus is going to be. It's manageable what you're going to coach somebody on. and you can get started there a lot quicker. Whereas if you keep all things to all people, you may get stuck wondering, which way do I go first? But if you niche and say, okay, I'm going to work with small businesses, now you already know who to go look for. You already know what sites to go to. You already know what events maybe to attend where these people show up. Or if you want to coach stay-at-home moms to help them find a greater purpose in raising their children, or maybe you want to coach them in raising their children. Now you know. So that's some of the things that I know about niching, just off the top of my head that I could share with somebody. But that's in really in any business. It's better to niche first because it's more manageable and can help you stay more focused. Of course, you may say, but I'm going to do this and that and that and that, and that's great. But where are you going to start? A lot of people can't get started on things because they have so many ideas that they know they want to pursue. And so they can't pursue any of them because they haven't decided where to start. If you don't know where to start, you can't get started, okay? So you got to pick one. And then if you try to pick and do all of them at the same time, probably not going to be that effective at any of them.
Okay.
Yes. But that's what I've had to learn the absolute hard way about niching. Yeah, I heard people say it, but, you know, I was a little hard-headed on that. I was like, oh, no, I can do this, and that. Okay, yeah, and tell me how that's working for you, you know, once you go out there.
Absolutely.
I know, Coach Reggie, this is going to be awesome because the group that I met at Essex County College, now it was five of them, and several of them want to be coached, but so right here in New Jersey. So I'm sure there are more people. Learn how to be coached. Now, these people who are been on their jobs for years, one is a college student. So these people, they came to a seminar I did on coaching, what is coaching about, and you know, which is another great way to get people into your funnel is by doing a seminar on what a coaching is about. Because you're right, so many people don't even know what it is, so how can they possibly make a decision to work with you if they don't even know what it is? So, you know, so that's my tip, my free tip I'll throw out there today. If you're a coach and you want to know how come you're not getting clients, well, most people don't know what it is, so you got to do, and that's what I had told Coach Cassandra we would do as more teaching here on the show about what coaching is, because I know people don't really, a lot of people don't know what it is. One lady paid her money, came to the seminar, and she thought I was going to be telling her about the kind of coaching to coach some little league team.
Oh.
So, yeah, and she put that actually on her evaluation. She actually thought it was going to be about coaching the team. And so I know that people still do not know what coaching is, okay? And
funny story. Quick funny story there. I'll say it. I'll go ahead and say it. I came to a youth group, let's say a church, youth group, and I volunteered my services as a personal coach. They brought me in and said, yes, we're going to, they set up an agenda. They set me up with a group of youth to work with. And this was over a series of 2 months. And it came down, after 2 months, it came to a point, I'm trying to make a long story short, but it came to a point after 2 months where the director said to me, I've got you all set up. We want you to do ABC. And they put me in charge of some young men playing basketball. and I was having a talk with the director, and he said, yeah, where did you play ball at again? And it was strange because I did play a little ball in high school and some college, you know. And I told him, and he said, yeah, because, you know, you're coaching the young men and you're doing the basketball, right? And for 2 months, he thought I was a basketball coach.
Wow.
He never knew that I said personal coach from the beginning. He never knew. He never asked, but he never knew. And I told him I work with young men. I help with their fulfillment, you know, leading to the next level. I told him all the things that I did as a coach. But because he didn't know what it was, they assigned me to coach basketball and set up a basketball team. It's funny to me.
I believe that. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Believe it. I believe it.
I can tell you the whole story. It's really funny. I just want to save time here. But
I bet it's – I can't wait to hear it. Well, let me open up this phone line. We have a caller, area code 404. Good morning and welcome to the show today.
Good morning. This is an awesome morning show. I'm always tuning in, listening in the background. This is David Knight.
Hey, Mr. David, how are you?
I'm listening in this morning, and it's very interesting. And I have a couple of questions. Number one, I understand that anybody can go and be trained to become a coach, but what is really the intangible character traits that a person need to be an effective? You really have my interest now, and I may be signing up on your website to become one of your students. But in order to be effective, there must be certain character traits that are required to be an effective coach, because we know that we're dealing with other people's lives. And I'm not sure if a coach with a whole lot of baggage can be very, very effective. So what are the tangible character traits to be an effective life coach?
Well, that's a good question, and absolutely, you're absolutely right. There are some, and this is what I tell people, because a lot of people had contacted me when I first put it out there about the training school, and they wanted to know, you know, is your school certified and things of that nature. And like I try to let people know, they'll ask people, are you a certified coach? And I try to tell people that the certification piece of it, certifying that you have these particular skills and that the particular school that gives you that certification has no legal right to give you that. There's nothing written anywhere in the United States, the UK, and anywhere in the world that there's no governing body for the certification. It is not like becoming a certified beautician or nurse or real estate agent even. There's no state governing body. So the certification is what brings the professional piece to it. But it's the skills. Now, when you said what unique qualities does one need, well, there are some, and those are the things that we teach you in the school. But here's the thing. You have the body parts to have the skills developed. In other words, listening is one of the main skills a coach needs. Do you have two ears? Yes. Or I don't care if you have one ear, whatever. I don't care if you don't have any, but you get the point. You have to be able to listen. Those are some of the skills. So the skills, I guess what I'm going to say is the skills that are needed, things like having that intuition, that ability to do those things, you have skills. You just have not developed them to the what we call like the third level or the deep level that you'll need to have them to be a coach. And those things that you talked about, the baggage and other issues that a coach could bring to the table through the training, we teach you what to do with that baggage if you do have it. Well, everyone has some kind of baggage of some sort. You can call it baggage. You can call it biases. You can call it racism if you wanted to. You can call it opinions. You can call it assumptions. Everybody has something that they bring them everywhere they go that may not be appropriate when you're coaching a client, but not everyone knows what to do with that. So I was a counselor for many years working with people that were incarcerated. So I got some of my experience from there, some of it from my MBA, some of it from my PhD program, and then, of course, some from, you know, my jobs and just everyday life. So I bring all of that, and I'm a teacher as well, a professor, so I bring all of that to my coach training. And of course, a textbook. So we actually have a textbook as well, which is the textbook that I was taught with in my PhD program. So there are skills. And, yes, we develop them. It's just like when you go to college, right? When you first get there, you don't know much of the subject, right? All you know is you want to be a finance major or an accounting major or a marketing major or a teacher, whatever you want to be, right? You just bring them the ability to read. You bring them the ability to write. And they pretty much do the rest, right, through a series of courses, exercises, right? So it's the same kind of concept. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it does, Coach. And I'm excited. I'm interested in becoming one of your students. I enjoy motivating people. I enjoy inspiring people. I enjoy talking to people. So I'm very interested. And don't be surprised when you see me sign up on your website.
What's your name? David Knight.
Can I say something real quick? Sure, go right ahead.
Mr.
Knight, and anyone else listening who wants to be a coach and wants to know what the intangibles, some of the intangible things I believe that I've learned or that are in my life, or one, being non-judgmental. Two, if you're a person that has love in your heart, unconditional love, because you have to love people. Three, you have to be selfless. If you have a sense of purpose for this, that's another thing. Communication skills to the utmost, being able to listen and ask the right questions, because coaching takes a dialogue process to help move a client from one place to another. It's important to be able to listen at all three levels and to be able to ask the correct questions, being curious why you ask those questions, all things Coach Sandra will teach you in a program. But most importantly, one thing you said about baggage, it's good to have baggage, because baggage will ensure that you're not trying to be an expert. And in order to coach, you don't need to be an expert. You know, people think I need to be an expert at what I do in order to do it, but not as a coach, because it'll keep you out of – one thing in coaching you do is you manage yourself. So you have to stay out of yourself and your stuff and keep you in the client's agenda. And when you're not an expert, it helps with that. It helps with that. But all things she'll cover in class. But those are some intangible things, too. If you're feeling those things, and those things are part of you, you may make a good coach.
Thanks.
Absolutely. You know, and so perfectly well put, you know. So that's, we're going to be a great team. Ha ha. Yay. So, yes. And, I mean, you know, it's so exciting to, and we also teach you in the school, we teach you what coaching isn't, what it is, the difference between coaching and therapy, the difference between, you know, coaching and counseling, the difference between coaching and managing. And so you learn all of these different, you learn, you know, really everything from suits to nuts. And, you know, motivation is a big part of it, but at the same time, we also have a set of rules that we follow. We have a set of core, we have 11 core competencies that we use, and they're the exact same ones that were created by the ICF, which is the International Coach Federation, and then we have some other skills that we use. And here's the thing, the ladies who were at Essex that wanted to sign up, they were like, and the reason they came, because they know that the average coaching school, their, you know, they know their fees, and they saw what I was, you know, the fees that I would charge, only because, you know, it's just what I was led to do. I mean, I could put the same fees out there, but that's just not what I'm led to do. So I'm doing something different for reasons. But other people can start their schools, and we even show people, I show people how to start their own school if they want. That's up to that person. Everybody can do, you know, you can do it a little bit different. I mean, with coaching, people think you have to have a lot of clients. I don't know. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It depends on your lifestyle. It depends on your, what else you got going. One thing with coaching, you have to help people become successful. And if you can't, if you don't have the time to work with people, then you already negate the first reason that they're there. So I can't say that it's going to bring you, you know, 50 million 11 clients. Because if you can't handle 50 million 11, then what good would it be to have 50 million 11 clients? But you want your clients to be successful. So we teach you everything. I mean, and in my school, I give you all the forms you need to get started, okay? So you won't have to, and that was one of the biggest things for me when I started. I had to go and create a lot of stuff, and I had to do a lot of research because I didn't have, you know, someone that would, you know, could give me all that until I went through the training. When I went through the training, then I got all that. So I do the absolute same thing for people who go through the training school with me. They get all the forms that I use. They get, so they won't be starting from scratch. When I first got started in coaching, I started from scratch because I didn't have the training. So I had to do all the research and, you know, figure out everything. That was back in 2002. So over the years, it's worked. Awesome. So great. Well, connect. We'll be on Facebook today. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Coach Frederick. We'll be talking to you, so don't forget. But now we have to move on to another place and another space, and we'll definitely get our guests back another day. And as my thank you so much for tuning in, everybody, and as my awesome co-host would say, and by the way, that was David Knight of CSN, Christian Social Network. Don't forget, get that page, mycsn.org. Now, as Coach Cassandra would say if she was here, you go and you make sure you demand to have a supercalifragilistic expialidocious day, baby, because that's what I'm going to have. And so I want you to have one, too. And I know you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. I know. I sound like Coach Cassandra, right? Do it. And do it. You can do it. The earth will respond to you. Put a demand on the universe for a great day, and see if it won't show up. I dare you to demand a dynamic day today.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page.